KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies and thunderstorms and showers off in the distance, including just to the northwest of Atlantic and heavier showers around the Dunlap area, Coon Rapids, Bayard, and over towards Stewart and then off to the south. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In Southwest Iowa News, first responders in Montgomery County are now some of the best equipped in the nation to save a pet's life. That's because Invisible Fence of the Heartland has donated 6 pet oxygen masks to kits to the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency. The donation is just a small part of Invisible Fence brand's Project Breathe program, which was established with the goal of equipping every fire station in America and Canada with pet oxygen masks. The masks allow firefighters and EMS staff to give oxygen to pets who are suffering from smoke inhalation when they are rescued from fires, and they often save pets' lives. Invisible Fence donated a total of more than 12,400 pet oxygen masks to fire stations all over the U.S. and Canada throughout the life of the program, and a reported 150-plus pets have been saved by the donated masks so far. Ed Hoyt, director of Invisible Fence brand, says when a family suffers the tragedy of a fire, lives are turned upside down. Pets are valued family members, so they want families to know their pet can be cared for if tragedy strikes. The Project Breathe program is simply a way of giving firefighters the tools necessary to save pets' lives, he said. The Red Oak area is now joining the ranks of cities like Seattle, Chicago, Denver, and Salt Lake City, who have all received donated pet oxygen masks from Project Breathe program. Although the number of pets that die in fires is not an official statistic kept by the U.S. Fire Administration, industry websites and sources have cited an estimated 40 to 150,000 pets die in fires each year, most of them succumbing to smoke inhalation. The company has set up a website, www.invisiblefence.com/O2, where local fire personnel can make a request for their own departments. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, workers are dredging in Council Bluffs' Lake Manawa for the first time in decades as part of an effort to improve its water quality and eliminate algae blooms. A dredging barge is slowly making its way across the 715-acre lake, removing sand from the lake bottom. Crews are concentrating on a 60-acre area where they want to increase depth to a maximum of 16 feet. The lake now has a maximum depth of 12 feet, with large areas only 6 or 7 feet deep. It's the first dredging of Lake Manawa since 1982. The work will cost $4.2 million and will be paid from a statewide lake restoration fund. The company doing the work plans to remove 500,000 cubic yards of sand from the lake bottom. Officials say a small fire caused smoke damage at the state capitol in Des Moines early Tuesday evening. Mark Logsdon, commander of the Iowa State Patrol unit that provides security at the capitol, says custodial staff discovered the fire and called in the alarm at around 5:45 p.m.
The state fire marshal's office has investigated, and it appears that it's electrical in nature.
The fire was in a small office on the first floor used by staff who work for House Republicans. Sprinklers deployed and actually put the fire out before firefighters arrived. Smoke poured into the State House rotunda, however. Crews set up powerful exhaust fans to try and pump the smoke out.
The old saying, smoke rises. Well, it certainly does. And so we have the doors to the top of the dome open right now, and we're ventilating the smoke straight up through the center part of the building, up through the dome, and out that way. And it seems to be helping quite a bit.
In a bit of irony, crews had been in the State House earlier in the day Tuesday testing the sprinkler system.
It's a good example of the importance of good detection and due diligence and the environment people work in, and to be safe. And we were very, very fortunate with this.
Any water damage seems to be confined to the office where the fire started, according to Logsdon. The Capitol will be open to the public today, but the private office where the fire started and was doused will be restricted space. The House chamber in the Capitol was heavily damaged by fire in 1904. In 2005, on Christmas Eve, a water pipe in the fourth floor Capitol attic burst, sending 2,000 gallons of water cascading through the northeast side of the building, and it took a few years for the thick plaster walls that had been saturated to completely dry. An Eastern Iowa judge is accused of throwing a water bottle at her husband and hitting him. Online court records say Judge Stephanie Rattenborg of Manchester is charged with domestic assault in Delaware County. Her attorney, Mark Rader, told the Dubuque Telegraph Herald that his client is presumed innocent. Her first court appearance on the charge is scheduled for July the 12th. Court documents say a sheriff's deputy responded to a 911 call from Rattenborg's husband Friday evening. The documents say Randall Rattenborg told the deputy his wife threw the water bottle at him and began hitting him because she'd learned he was having an extramarital affair. He suffered a minor lip injury. The documents say Stephanie Rattenborg admitted throwing the water bottle but denied hitting her husband. Authorities have released the name of a man who Ottumwa police officers say they shot after he pointed a rifle at them. An Ottumwa Police Department news release identified the man as 60-year-old Michael Heady Sr. The officers who shot him were identified as Sergeant Noah Algitz, a 12-year veteran of the force, and Officer Derek Shaw, who'd been on the force for 9 years. Ottumwa police received a call about a house fire just before 9 a.m. Saturday. The caller also said a man was outside shooting a rifle into the burning structure. Heady came out of the home's front door after officers arrived. Police say the officers fired on him when he raised the rifle and pointed it at them. Heady was taken to a hospital where he underwent surgery. And environmental specialists in Iowa are determining the effects of a semi-trailer crash in the northwestern corner of the state that spilled herbicide and soybean oil into a ditch. The Iowa DNR said the crash happened Tuesday morning near Highway 9, about 6 miles west of Rock Rapids. An unknown amount of soybean herbicide spilled, as did 150 gallons of soybean oil and 5,000 gallons of water, which reached the ditch and ran into an unnamed tributary of Mud Creek and Rock River. Officials say the spill chemical caused a milky white color in the tributary for about 150 feet, but no stressed fish or other aquatic animals were found. The ditch was dammed up and was being cleaned Tuesday afternoon. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call today at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.